This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Really nice to share these moments with you. Many people watched the marriage on television of Prince William and Kate Middleton. That was a great occasion, wasn't it? Did you notice there was a new anthem that was especially written for this royal wedding by John Rutter? And this anthem, the song, was based on the text from the Bible. This is the day the Lord has made. It's a beautiful music, a beautiful chorus music piece. And the key thought here is not just reserved for a wedding, actually. The truth applies to every day. This is the day the Lord has made. So how do you feel about today? How many of us rush blindly through today? We get to the end of the day exhausted, wake up in the morning and could do it all over again. And we know, of course, that some days don't go well. We come back from holiday, as I did, and I opened the garage door to get in my car and found the back tyre was flat. Now, yeah, that's not a big problem, but it was annoying. Those sort of things can muck up the day. For many of us, our lives are composed of millions of meaningless moments, some annoying frustration, but they're all strung together. And perhaps if you're lucky, with a sprinkling of what I'd call sacred moments mixed in. And I want to introduce this thought. I'm sure there are some sacred moments in your own life, maybe when you were married, or the birth of your children, or that moment when you connected with a friend that you hadn't seen for many years. Now, these are moments I call sacred moments when we're consumed with awe and joy, and we're fully present in that moment. We're not really worrying about tomorrow, and we're not trying to rush through that experience to get to the next experience. We're actually lost in that moment, and it's quite amazing. So can you think of a time like that? However, why have we got to wait for what we could call major events to honour these sacred moments? The question I'd like to ask is, why can't every day be sacred? In other words, this moment, today. And each moment actually is sacred, because the Bible says in Psalm 118, verse 24, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad about it." So it's God's day. I said before that our lives are filled with meaningless moments. And often that's because we don't honour God. We don't see God in any of these moments. We just hurry along. We get focused on what we're doing. And they come and they go, these moments. Now, it's okay to say, yes, I believe that verse from the Bible, but can I actually put it into practice? Sometimes it's a struggle to find anything good about today. This is the day the Lord has made. Is today the best day of your life? I think we get caught up. Our problem is that we take the day for granted. A philosopher once said that living requires practice like playing the violin. That's true. Max Lucado, the Christian author, he says, "Let's rejoice and be glad in it, not after it or in spite of it." Let's rejoice in today. And if we could see it that way, it would make life a lot easier. Many of us would say, "This is the day the Lord's made. Let's rejoice and be glad when it's over." No, Max Lucado says, rejoice every day, the days when there's surgery, tax, going to work. Every day is worthy of our joy. So the paradox is that there are some good days and some bad days. And that, does that mean on the bad days that God is far away from us? How do we actually do it? Well, let me just quote Malcolm Muggeridge, the well-known Christian journalist, who said, "Every happening, great and small, is a parable." And he said, in that parable, God speaks to us, and the art of life is to get the message. Now, I think that what Malcolm Muggeridge was saying is spot on, so that everything that happens in life today is a parable, a story, and God is saying something to us, and the art of that is to actually get it, to get the message. So we've got to just grasp the fact that ordinary days are okay. God says, "I'm with you now, slow down. Take a big breath, be still, and know that I am God," because God treats us with kindness day after day. So let's do our best to make every day count for something, that it is today a generous gift from God. Well, God, we need you in the midst of today, the joy, success, and the failures, because failures give us the opportunity to choose another way of doing things. Lord, thank you that you walk with us every day. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.